The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Inspiration.
I can do anything.
Education.
Let's do this.
And application.
Oh boy, this is gonna be good.
Welcome to Like It Matters Radio, keeping us out of the water hazard with some truth therapy and teeing up solutions for today's big issues. Here's your life caddy, Mr. Scott V. Black.
So welcome to the world of Mr. Black.
Have you ever wondered what's worth fighting for? Have you ever wondered why some people seem to be in a battle and other people seem to be on a staycation? Do you ever wonder why so many people are disenchanted with what's going on in America today? Have you ever heard the saying, fight the good fight? Have you ever asked yourself, what is the good fight? Have you ever asked yourself, what is my good fight? And today on Like It Matters Radio, as we prepare for the season of gratefulness, as we get our minds right in the spirit of Thanksgiving, today I want to continue my discussion on the way of warrior. You see, what we need in this world is understanding. We don't need justice because there is no justice on this side of eternity. Justice happens on the other side of glorification. We got people marching in the streets, no justice, no peace. There is no peace until we have peace with God. Yeah, we're all like a bunch of Sam Kinisons screaming our heads off because there's no understanding. You see, one of my favorite sayings, if I can understand you a little bit better, and you can understand me a little bit better, doesn't make sense we're in a position to have a better relationship. So instead of playing God and playing judge and juror and demanding justice, what if we start demanding understanding? You see, when we understand who we are and why we're here, this is the key to living our lives like they matter. And it's not only about figuring out what you will die for, but to commit to that which you're willing to live for daily. You know, when we talk about fighting the good fight, we must find out what is our good fight. You see, in my belief system, the good fight is your overriding purpose. Why are you here? And today on Like It Matters Radio in this hour of power, I'm going to pose the question, what is your good fight? I want to remind you that man is triune, that we have three entities that make up the creature that we call the human being. I am a spirit. I live in a body. I possess a consciousness. You got to get it. Those three things identify the three different pieces that make up the human being. I am not a fleshly being having a spiritual experience. I am a spiritual being walking in this minor leagues, in this classroom of life, a classroom of eternity, getting prepared for what I was created for. See, this warrior knows one thing for sure, that this life, this time on this planet, this time in this tabernacle, this time in this tent, this is not what I was made for. See, I know that I was made for what's coming after this. This is the minor leagues. This is AAA ball. Nobody as a little kid grows up saying, I want to play AAA ball. They want to play in the major leagues. But you got to go through AAA ball to learn how the basics, to learn the basic instructions before leaving Earth. That's what the Bible is. So let me remind you again, we are a threefold being. I am a spirit, just like you are. Now, both of us live in a body. Your body is probably better than mine. And we both possess a consciousness, a spirit, a way to connect with people. Consider the real me is the spirit. I am the spirit. My body is a carbon-based life form, ashes to ashes, dust to dust, from carbon to carbon. See, our body is a vehicle, a tent, a tabernacle. It is the cars that we drive by car dealerships, see all those different cars. Some are four-door, some are two-door, some are gas guzzlers, some are gas-efficient, some have hard tops, some have reclinable soft tops. Some are two-seater, some are four-seater, some are big, some are small. And so you got to know the real me is the spirit that occupies the body. I am not the body. It's worm food. After the flood, it had a 120-year lifespan. Consider everything around us. Plants. Plants live on one plane, the physical plane. I've never seen two plants talking unless I was smoking another plant. You got my point? Plant life exists solely. That was a little slow there. I don't know if you thought it was true or not, but hey. Right? Plant life lives solely on a physical plane. Now you take animal life. I got cats. I got Gary. I got Stuart. I got Freddie. I got Susan, right? They all have human names. Why? Because I can have a relationship with my animals. Why? Because not only do animals exist on a physical plane, they also live on a conscious plane, a social plane. They have a soul, not a spirit, but they have a soul, a personality. Now, man, consider man, lives on three planes. We live on a physical plane. You touch me, you can feel me. You cut me, I bleed. So I live on a physical plane. I also have a mind, a brain, a consciousness. I can communicate. I can be angry. I can be bitter. All those things. And, get this and, it's a conjunction. Conjunction, junction, what's your function? Hooking up, right? It ties two things together. And we live on a spiritual plane. So get this, how we compare things. In the same degree by which the plant life is separated from the animal life, by the inclusion of the consciousness, the ability to communicate, to be social, so man is separated from the rest of the animal kingdom by the inclusion of the spirit aspect of our nature. And because of that, we have certain physical needs, body drives. We have different biological physical needs. We have different mental needs. And we have different spiritual needs. And today, I want to continue the journey of considering what is our good fight. What are you willing to live for? Not die for. You know, many times I say there's two types of people in this world, and then I'll do two quotes. A leaner, a lifter, and a builder, a wrecker. So let me share with you from Carmelo Benvenga, a builder, a wrecker. I watched them tearing a building down, a gang of men in a busy town. With a ho, heave, ho, and a lusty yell, they swung a beam, and a sidewall fell. I asked the foreman, are these men skilled as the men you'd hire if you had to build? He gave me a laugh and said, no, indeed, just common labor is all I need. I can easily wreck in a day or two what builders have taken a year to do. And I thought to myself as I went my way, which of these two roles have I attempted to play? Am I a builder who works with care, measuring life by the rule and square? Am I shaping my deeds by a well-made plan, patiently doing the best I can? Or am I a wrecker who walks the town content with the labor of tearing down? Now, I'm going to suggest today as a warrior that we have to be both. You know, we got to deal with some things from our past. We got to be in the wrecking business, wrecking strongholds, wrecking lies, wrecking myths of being a mythic class about the lies about ourselves, wrecking old habits and patterns, old demons. And at the same time, we got to be building new BS, belief systems, building healthier choices, building righteous causes, building so we could stand next to a righteous God. That's what we're supposed to be doing. So today on Like It Matters Radio, when we consider what is your good fight, I want you to remember we need to be both. We need to be building up certain things and tearing down other things that keep us from being the best version of ourselves so that we can fight our good fight. And after the break, we're going to figure out what is your good fight. You don't want to miss this. We'll be right back after these messages.
It's not a one-time event that you get something out of and then you go home. This is an application that I've been using and I will use for the rest of my life. Hey, this is Brett from Sacramento. I'm a recent graduate of Leadership Awakening. I've taken leadership courses from the military and work, and I've been on self-help journeys my whole life, but Scott Black's Leadership Awakening course is so different than anything I've ever taken or seen. And we all have the same kind of needs. I learned how to prioritize what was important in my life through leadership. Scott chops everything into bite-sized pieces so it's easily digestible. The gift that I got out of that course was something that will be with me for the rest of my life. Everybody needs this. It is life-changing.
To learn when you can attend the next Leadership Awakening class in Minneapolis, go to likeitmatters.net. That's likeitmatters.net.
Hi, John Wichko, owner of Advantage Auto Glass, your local auto glass specialist. Take the hassle out of windshield repair at replacemywindshield.com. That's replacemywindshield.com.
Chips, nicks, or cracks, call Advantage Auto Glass.
TV news. It's a love-hate relationship. Well, let's be honest. More hate. We agree. That's why we're different. Salem News Channel has assembled the greatest collection of conservative minds all in one place. Home to Charlie Kirk, Hugh Hewitt, Eric Metaxas, and more. There's finally a place on TV for lovers of freedom like you. Watch anytime, on any screen, free, 24/7. Find what you're looking for at snc.tv. That's snc.tv.
She's smart, beautiful, and a former Fox Business Channel host. Now you can hear her take on the day's financial news on The Trish Regan Show on the Salem Podcast Network. It's Liberty and Truth. Through your smart speaker, say, play Freedom Radio, Minneapolis.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-244-3080. 800-244-3080. 800-244-3080. That's 800-244-3080.
Who are you?
I know who I am! I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude!
Welcome back to Like It Matters Radio. Radio, like it matters. Inspiration, education, and application. Yes, it's a good day in the life of Mr. Black. I got my favorite producer back, and so you're hearing the little bit of drops that I really enjoy. Because, you know, I'm an intense man. For those that don't know that, I'm a really intense man. And sometimes got to add a little levity, a little bit of lightness, so that I don't scare people away. But today we're considering what is our good fight. And, you know, we have the tendency to say there's really two types of people in the world. You know, whatever they are, there are givers and takers. There are winners and losers. There are those that are D personality type and those that want to be D personality type. There's all the times we say, and before the break, I shared one of my favorite poems by Carmelo Benvenga. And it really is always builder a wrecker. And I've always used it to define that there are two types of people out there. Those type of people that know that this is not what our life's about, that this is getting us ready for what our lives were really created about. And there are those that believe that this is it. This existence is it. That's why they're like a squirrel wanting to get their nut. And then I'd say, well, there's leaners or lifters. You know, there's people that are doing and there's people that are watching. And it's, I think it's Pareto rule. I think it's called. I haven't looked it up. But where 80% of the people do nothing and 20% of the people do 80% of the work and 80% of the people do 20% of the work. I think it's called Pareto rule. So we see that. But, you know, sometimes life's not doesn't have these fixed points. So I want to read these words again because it's a great short little poem called Builder or Wrecker. I watched them tearing a building down, a gang of men in a busy town. With a ho-hee-ho and a lusty yell, they swung a beam and a sidewall fell. I asked the foreman, are these men skilled as the men you'd hire if you had to build? He gave me a laugh and said, no, indeed. Just common labor is all I need. I can easily wreck in a day or two what builders have taken a year to do. And I thought to myself as I went my way, which of these two roles have I attempted to play? Am I a builder who works with care, measuring life by the rule in the square? Am I shaping my deeds by a well-made plan, patiently doing the best I can? Or am I a wrecker who walks the town, content with the labor of tearing down? Now, I want to give you a different take on this, because I'm going to suggest that if you are on the way of warrior, if you are getting properly prepared so that their piss poor performance does not take place, right? Proper preparation prevents piss poor performance, the six P's of preparation. If you're going to be in the mindset of a warrior, powerful, present, and what's the other one? Peaceful. Then you've got to do both. You've got to be building things and tearing down things. See, you got to be both. We have strongholds, things that we've allowed in our past, things the time we allowed the enemy in, things we've done that now become habits. We got to destroy those. We got to wreck them. There's lies that we've told ourselves over and over and over. A lot of them are childhood, depending on where your parents encouraging. Did they build you up? Did they make you dependent on them? Did they make you afraid of things? Did they make you afraid of them? And some of these lies have been there so long, they become myths that we just believe them as fact, even though they're not true. And so we got to be mythoclast, right? A mythoclast is one that destroys myths, breaks down walls, breaks down barriers. We got to tear down old habits, old patterns, because we started doing something consciously based on old belief systems, and then we continue to do them unconsciously. We call that a habit. And let's be honest, old demons. There have been times that we have not represented ourselves well. There's been times that we've opened doors to the spirit realm and not the good side. Whether you're talking about a Ouija board or making generational curses on yourself or damning yourself with some of your own words. You know, some of us have been abused by other people for a large part of our life, but when they stopped, when they left our life, you know who took over? You did. I did. So not only need to be tearing down things on this path of way of warrior, but we also need to be building things, building new belief systems, because everything we do or do not do is driven by belief system. And we got to realize that what we're doing, please stop. I'm sorry, I got my son in here. That we got to realize that what we're doing is so important, and not just what we're not doing. So we got to stop doing some things, and we got to start doing some things. And so we got to be doing both. What are you fighting for? What are you willing to fight for? And how about this? We heard it all the time. What are you willing to die for? I got this article. I was on Quora.com, and the guy's name is John James Morton. And here's the question. Is it easier to die for a cause than to live for one? And just interesting take on what this gentleman said. I'll read it to you. He said, to die for a cause, you must summon your strength to do a great act. It will be quite hard, knowing that will be the last thing you'll ever do. Some will suffer long and unbearably before they die. Others die almost spontaneously, with little forethought given. There may have been no time to deliberate. For those who suffered long, death may have eventually become less dreadful. For those who died quickly, what they endured was terrible, but brief. Their deaths may be harder on those who knew them. Compare this to the challenge of living for a cause. Say that you're determined to live as much as you can without the suffering of others. Every time you make any decision, what to do, what to buy, what to eat, where to live, who to vote for, whom to encourage and support, think about this. You find yourself part of a seemingly endless chain of consequences. Follow that chain far enough, and you'll be fortunate not to find something which compromises or invalidates your aims. You did the best you could, but it's an ever-increasing strain on your morale. It will be difficult not to take on a growing burden of guilt and doubt. And this is what we got to be careful of, a warrior. Because I grew up and I knew guilt. I knew doubt. It was inbred in me. It was passed on. The sins of the father go 3 to 4 generations for those who dislike God. I'm the only Christian in my family. And I grew up without a lot of hope, without a lot of money, without a lot of belief, without a lot of possibilities, without any God. All this stuff I created after I got on my own at 17 years old. After I was living in my car at 18 and 19 years old. After I had been, you know, figuring things out on my own. And so he goes on to say in the article, should you become known as someone with ideals, you will find yourself relentlessly scrutinized. Be prepared, warriors. I am constantly under attack from society, from other people, from supposed Christians. So you got to know, we will experience this. We'll experience the struggles. We'll experience the doubt. And it's not just from us, but it's from other people. And so you got to be prepared. This is why it's a lot harder to live for something than to die for something. Because you could have someone who calls you brother, someone who called you friend, who is now criticizing you, tell you you're not saying the right things, you're not doing the right things. And if you don't know who you are, if you don't know why you're here, if you don't know what your good fight is, you will let other people's beliefs override your beliefs because your beliefs are not strong enough. To go on with the article, it says, your best will rarely be considered good enough. Some will not be pleased because they believe as you do and conclude that you have failed them. And some will be gratified because they don't share your beliefs and desire you to fail. So they're reveling in your failure. And he goes on to say, society being as complex as it is, the questions and dilemmas keep growing in complexity as well. Things which you once did at a conviction turn out to have been wrongheaded or even shameful. Right? The Bible says that. In the last days, what is good will be considered evil, and what is evil will be considered good. Welcome to the last days. He goes on to say in his article, you remind yourself that you acted for the best, but you're increasingly dispirited by all the problematic things you've done. Live long enough, and others will come along who may find you unimpressive or irrelevant at best. The good things you've done might be taken for granted, the bad things not forgiven. You may find yourself living in bad company. Inadequacy, futility, despair. In America, it's called helpless and hopeless. It's called depression. And there's a pandemic that is real, unlike what we can just say about the COVID virus. But it's called helpless and hopeless. It's called depression. On the whole, the article says, it would appear more difficult to live for a cause. Dying requires you to give your life. Living will continue to involve you in many lives, and some of them will likely be lost along the way. Which would you find more endurable? This is why you got to know who you are. Because Edgar Guest put it best. When you're up against the trouble, meet it squarely face to face. Lift your chin and set your shoulders. Plant your feet and take a brace. When it's vain to try to dodge it, do the best that you can do. You may fail, but you may conquer. See it through. Black may be the clouds about you, and your future may seem grim, but don't let your nerve desert you. Keep fighting. Keep yourself in fighting trim. If the worst is bound to happen, spite of all that you can do, running from it will not save you. See it through. Even hope may seem but futile when with troubles you're beset, but remember you are facing just what other men have met. You may fail, but fall still fighting. Don't give up, whatever you do. Eyes front, head high to the finish. See it through. Sometimes as a warrior, we get knocked on our butts. And you can be like the rest of America and play the victim. America has become a victim society. We get our DNA tested to see what percentage of a victim we are. You can choose either victim or victor, either unmerited favor or poor me. You've got to decide. That's the key. The great battle is a battle for identity. Who are we? Why are you here? What's your purpose? That's your good fight. And after the break, we're going to talk about six battle forms, six ways that we can fight the good fight, six battles that every warrior needs to embrace. We'll be right back after these messages.
Who are you?
Contemplate this on the tree of woe.
You're a work in progress.
A little more. A little more.
Constantly under construction.
That's good.
To build your productive life, you need the right tools from Mr. Black and Like It Matters Radio. A good golfer has a great caddy who shares the load and understands the course. Hire Mr. Black as your life caddy to live more fulfilling and successfully. If you want to get to the next level and beyond, both personally and professionally, sign up for Mr. Black's Immersive Leadership Awakening class. It's the most powerful, transformational 2 days you will ever experience. Stay in touch with Mr. Black and the change connected to him on your schedule with his daily podcast. Search Living Like It Matters wherever you get your podcasts. Walk along with Mr. Black as he goes to God's instruction manual. It's manna from the Word of God with Mr. Black's Bible teaching at wayofwarrior.blog. Build yourself up like it matters and get everything God has for you. Go to likeitmatters.net. That's likeitmatters.net.
Looking to upgrade your home with top quality appliances without breaking the bank? Look no further than PJ's Appliance Outlet. Our stores offer the best prices in town on a wide selection of name brand appliances. PJ's Appliance Outlet understands the importance of having reliable and efficient appliances in your home, which is why we're committed to providing you with the best deals without compromising on quality. Visit PJ's Appliance Outlet today. At PJ's Appliance Outlet, every deal is a steal.
The Christmas Mortgage Miracle is back and bigger than ever. For 6 years, the Christmas Mortgage Miracle has made it possible to win next year's mortgage or rent. This year, we've raised the grand prize to $18,000 to pay for next year's mortgage or rent. Visit freedom1570.com to enter today. The Christmas Mortgage Miracle is sponsored by the Kingdom Builders. If you need roofing and gutter services, visit thekingdombuilders.com and support a local God-inspired business.
Attention, business owners. Have you already filed for your employee retention credit with the IRS? As reported in a major financial paper, the IRS will be slowing down ERC checks. You could now be waiting several months to a year plus to get your ERC money. We can help you get it within 10 days. As long as you've already filed for your ERC with the IRS, we can advance you the money. Finance ERC has already funded millions of dollars in ERC money. You don't need to wait to get your money. We can get it to you within 10 days. Again, if you've already filed your employer retention credit, we can help you get the money in your bank account within 10 days from today. But you need to call right now while time is on your side. Here's our number. Not available in all states.
800-974-5215. 800-974-5215. 800-974-5215. That's 800-974-5215.
You lack discipline.
There you go. More negative waves. Have a little faith, baby. Have a little faith.
Welcome back to Like It Matters Radio. Radio, like it matters. Inspiration, education, and application. I am Black. And our last leadership awakening of the year. Matter of fact, our last leadership awakening for Like It Matters training will be December 7th through 9th in Dallas-Fort Worth. It is a 2.5-day class that will rock your world. It will get you warrior ready. It will clean up your head. It will clean up your heart. I can guarantee you will have the best holiday season ever or the best in 20 or 30 years. It's all about understanding who you are, why you're here, whose you are, and what you're here to do. And that's what we're talking about today on the radio. We're talking about what is your good fight. If you notice over the last couple of weeks, we keep talking about this warrior motif. And why? Because Like It Matters and Like It Matters Radio is coming to an end. Like It Matters will come to a conclusion December 31. In January 1, it will open up as a brand new entity of transformation, a completion of what I began 31 years ago with Empower You. It'll be Way of Warrior. And Like It Matters Radio, as of December 1, will transform, will mutate in a good way into Way of Warrior, fighting the good fight. And if you're out there, and if you have a belief in the God of the universe, the God of the Bible, and if you used to be patriotic like I did, if you grew up in this country believing in hard work, believing in, you know, you pick yourself up by your bootstraps, when you believe that you're not owed anything, that you got to work for everything you get, and life can be hard and life can be unfair, and when you get knocked on your butts, you pick yourself up, you dust yourself off, you hit again. Even our manufacturer told us this. Proverbs 24:16, this is what our manufacturer said. He said, a righteous man will stumble seven times but get back up, but the wicked will stumble into ruin. This is why, no matter what, this is why a warrior mindset is so important. When I use the three P's of the warrior mindset, powerful, peaceful, present, a warrior is unrelenting. A warrior is onto something that sticks on poop, you know, whatever you call it, on flies, on stuff at a picnic, ants, on, right?
Gross.
You got to stick to it. Yeah, it is gross. But sometimes the battle of a warrior is not pleasant. When things go wrong, as they sometimes will, when the road you're trudging seems all uphill, when the funds are low and the debts are high, and you want to smile but you have to sigh, when care is pressing you down a bit, rest if you must, but don't you dare quit. Life is queer with its twists and turns, as every one of us sometimes learns, and many a fellow turns about when he might have won had he stuck it out. Don't give up though the pace seems slow. You may succeed with another blow. Often the goal is nearer than it seems to be to a faint and faltering man. Often the struggler has given up when he might have captured the victor's cup. And he learned too late when the night came down how close he was to the golden crown. Success is failure turned inside out, the silver tint on the clouds of doubt. And you can never tell how close you are. It may be near when it seems afar. So stick to the fight when your heart is hit. It's when things seem worse that you mustn't quit. And that's what a warrior does. And you got to understand that really, I really worked down to figure this out, that there are six really battles. And the question we got to ask ourselves, multiple questions, we must question ourselves. An unexamined life is not worth living. Paul even said, examine yourself to see if you're still in the faith. God tells us in his book, in the instruction manual for life, that if you judge yourself, God won't need to judge you. And how do we judge ourselves? We question our motives. We question our heart. There's only three things we can control. We can control what we say. We can control the way we say it. And then we control the underlying intent. For why did we say anything at all? And so you got to realize there's battles all around us if you're in this world to win. If you're in this world to be significant. If you're in this world to make a difference, then you're going to find conflict. And if you look around you, there's conflict everywhere. And so the only ones that aren't doing anything about it are the ones that aren't in the fight. But yeah, if there's a bar fight and you're sitting there at a table drinking your drink, and there's tables flying and chairs flying and beer flying, you're going to have to do something. And yet so many people are like that person that's in a bar fight that's sitting there at a table finishing their drink. And people are being flying all around you, people being punched, tables being broken, beers, bottles are being broken over people's head. Yeah, but you're sitting there doing your thing, pretending like everything's okay. And so we got a couple questions for you. Are you in the fight? Do you have any fight in you? What in your life is worth fighting for? What in your life is worth living for? In today's climate and culture, being passive can be costly. There are battles waging all around us, all inside of us. And if we're not aware of the battles, then we can lose things of great value, like the innocence of our children, like the sanctity of our marriage bed, like the values that this great country, once great country, used to stand for. Like Ronald Reagan said, to be that shining light on a hill, you don't cover that shining light on the hill. You see, there seems to be an assault on some traditional beliefs. the sanctity of marriage, the innocence of children, and embracing traditional values is now under attack. Add to that record inflation, a struggling economy, where non-government-related businesses are fighting for survival, and it is clear to see that some things are worth fighting for. And let's be honest, many of us are no longer encouraged or taught to reason, to problem solve, and to think for ourselves. More and more people are herded in a groupthink, where someone else does the thinking for us. Understanding that there are forces out there that are attempting to control our thinking compels us to engage in a fight for those things that truly matter. Life is full of conflict. Matter of fact, the Bible says where strife is present, every other sin is present. Think about that. And we have a government now, we have a deep state now, we have a world that's run by the prince of the power of the air, that is shaking the jar. The old saying, go to Africa or wherever, you take 100 black ants, put them in a jar. You take 100 red ants, put them in a jar. And those ants will do everything. They'll just live their life normal. But you shake up that jar. You cause strife. You cause conflict. And what happens? They start killing each other. That's not the battle, ladies and gentlemen. The battle is the forces against the forces that are shaking the jar. So let me tell you, there are six types of battles. First of all, there's man versus nature. Right? Think about art. So this is from Art and Life. Same. I want you to see about it. How all good shows, right? They have battle. They have conflict. That's the key of a good storyline. There's conflict. There's a do good. There's overcoming. There's a great ending, right? That's how our life's supposed to be. Storybook. But think about the battles. You have man versus nature. This type of conflict, the protagonist is in conflict with an animal or force of nature, right? The bees, ants, sharks, right? Yeah, right? This also could be a force of nature like an earthquake, a hurricane, or tornado. And now we even got movies that have a combination of both. Have you ever heard of Sharknado, right? Oh, my gosh. There's a tornado with sharks, right? Oh, my gosh. So then the second type of battle is man versus man. This conflict involves characters having opposite desires and interests. Common in fairy tales, myths, thrillers, mystery novels. And let's be honest, in every city, in every nation on this planet. And if we're going to be really honest, take a look in the mirror, leader. Because they're in ourselves as well. They're in most homes. Now, this has become a bigger battle because now man versus man represents those in the country who think they know better than everybody else, that are righteous, that are holier than thou. And they're going to tell you, you know, I saw our U.S. government, our Border Patrol. And they're teaching their Border Patrol agents how not to misgender LGBTQ. Now, you got illegal aliens, people coming here. You got killers and murderers and rapists, child rapists. They're catching them every day on the border. You're not hearing about this because that doesn't fit the narrative. But you got to realize That is going on. They're everywhere. And yet, here's our government spending money at liberal because they believe it's more important to properly gender someone that's committing a crime, that's invading our country, that's bringing fentanyl in, that's bringing murder and chaos in. But the most important thing is not to stop them, not to keep them out of America, is to make sure we give them the proper gender. We want to make sure that we call them the gender that they desire. That is what our – look it up. This is where billions of dollars of tax dollars are going today, not in stopping crime, but in making sure that we give people the gender that they believe that they're supposed to be. So, which brings us to battle number three, man versus society. This conflict involves a battle against the whole society, which has given itself over to sin of every sort. This has led to the introduction of cancel culture, which leaves us with our greatest battle, which is man versus himself. This type of conflict stems from our inner struggle. There's usually a theme of selecting between two options, you know, good or bad, right and wrong, evil or goodness, logic and emotion, right? But let me suggest there's two more. There's a spiritual battle. The Return of the Gods, a great book by Jonathan Cahn, highly recommend it, talks about we've walked away from the God of the Bible, from Yahweh, and now we've embraced the God of the Canaanites, the gods of the Canaanites, Asherah, Baal, and Molech. And so a spiritual battle. And then the sixth battle, which comes off really of a man versus himself, but the battle for your true identity. And I really believe that that's what's going on. And why does it matter? Because what happens when we're kids either reflects or we react to it. You know, I was reading a little thing from, someone sent me from Gary John Bishop. The book was called Un-F Yourself, Get Out of Your Head and Into Your Life. And it says, our childhoods become our drivers. Our life comes down to either a reflection of our childhood or a reaction to our childhood. And so this is why you got to go back to the structure, because everything we do or do not do is driven by belief. And by the time a child is 5 years old, a majority of their beliefs are already in place. This is the battle warrior. After the break, we're going to talk about how to wage that battle. I'm Black. We'll be right back.
If you're confused, lost, lonely, or feel like you're living in a foreign land, you are not alone. This is Scott B. Black, host of Like It Matters Radio. It's this crisis that created Like It Matters Radio in 2015. God charged me to bring hope to the airwaves by bringing clarity to the confusion and to help guide people to function at a higher level. We bring true therapy and we need your help. Like It Matters Radio is now available to radio stations across this country. We need Like It Matters Radio in all 50 states, and here's what you can do to help. Please call the program manager of your local radio station. Ask them to add Like It Matters Radio to their schedule. It doesn't cost them anything and will add value to their station lineup. If you have questions, you can email me at mrblack@likeitmattersradio.com. Our nation needs to hear this message because our beloved country is rapidly deteriorating and freedom is continually being quenched. Call your local radio station today and ask them to add Like It Matters Radio. Together, we can help others live their lives like it matters.
You listen every day.
I never miss it.
So now it's time for you to join the conversation.
Who, me?
Like Freedom 1570 on Facebook and share your thoughts with like-minded conservatives. You can also enter to win prizes, learn about upcoming events, and more.
Always bittersweet to wrap up the regular season, but college football Saturday night takes us back to Seattle, one of the greatest settings in sports. The Washington Huskies against Washington State. Apple Cup playoff potential on the line.
Trying to cap off an undefeated season on their way out of the Pac-12, but will Washington State get the chance to play spoiler one last time?
Join us this Saturday. Our coverage begins at 3.
Catch the season finale of college football Saturday night this weekend here on Freedom 1570.
Take Freedom 1570 with you wherever you go by downloading our app. Listen to your favorite shows, see our social media posts, enter exclusive contests, and more, all from the app. Just search for Freedom 1570 in the App Store.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-514-9849. 800-514-9849. 800-514-9849. That's 800-514-9849.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-410-8643. 800-410-8643. 800-410-8643. That's 800-410-8643.
Never underestimate the power of the Schwartz.
Welcome back to Like It Matters Radio. Radio, like it matters. Inspiration, education, and application. I am Black, and today we're considering the question, what is your good fight? Not what are you willing to die for? Because let's be honest, most people wouldn't die for the truth. So I'm not asking to die for something. God's got that handled. But what I am asking, what are you willing to live for? This is why you got to know your cause. This is why whenever I address people, I address them in three roles. All people have really three roles that we must step into. The first role is as a leader. People are looking for someone to follow. I always made sure that kids could always come over to my kids' house. My kids never went over anybody's house. But they were always welcome. All kids were welcome to come over to my house. See, I don't know what rules. I don't know what happens when the doors get closed and the lights go down at someone else's house. But I know what happens at my house. We are grounded in the Bible. We are grounded in making a difference. We are grounded in the belief that God is our provider. God is Jehovah Jireh, that he can give to us. So what we have, we're not to hold on to. We're supposed to share it. Which brings us to the second name or label I put on everybody, which is conduit. There are only two things that we can be in life. We can either be a cistern or a conduit. A cistern holds things. It's a vase. Maybe you call it a vase. And want to know what the difference between a vase and a vase is? About $50,000 a year in income. That's it. You know, when Jeremiah told the Jews that, get comfortable because you're going to be in captivity for a while. And they didn't like it. So they called him, just like they called Trump, an enemy of the state because he was speaking the truth. And so they threw him in a cistern. What was that? That's an old well that no longer worked because it holds things. A cistern is a thing that holds things. And then you have a conduit. A conduit is a pass-through agent. And a pass-through agent is just the sole purpose is take something, some resource, and move it from point A to point B. You know, the Dead Sea, I always like to say, is one of the lowest places on the planet, if not the lowest place. I don't know, but it's a low place. And only a couple of underground waterways feed the Dead Sea. You got to remember, though, nothing comes out of the Dead Sea. Hence, it's called the Dead Sea. So we got to ask ourselves, are we Dead Sea leaders? A lot of people poured into us, encouraged us, given us stuff. You know, I've given away as many classes as I've sold. And usually a month later, most of those people who I gave a $2,500 gift to, who I poured myself into, won't even return a phone call. You know, what have you done for me lately? But it doesn't stop me from being a conduit. You know, it's like when Peter and I think it was Peter and somebody, what is John? I think it was Peter and John. And I think it's Acts 3. They were outside the synagogue, and there was a beggar begging for alms, begging for money. And I think it was Peter who said, listen, silver and gold, I got none of that. But what I do have, you may help yourself to. Get up and walk. And to me, that's kind of how I feel. You know, I've had money, and currently I don't have a lot, but I'm getting it. God's sending it. I know that for sure. And so I give away freely. My wife doesn't let me have cash. Why? Because I give it away. True story. I'll give it away because I believe that God will provide for me. But this person in front of me, I see a need, I meet a need. I believe that. You see a need, you meet a need. I believe that's a great way of this warrior, is that God puts people in my life to help. I know why I'm here. I'm here to lighten people's burden. I'm here to give people hope. I'm here to show people what they're capable of, even if the world took a dump on them, even if their family took a dump on them, even if society says they're nothing, they're no good, because that's me. That's the old me. That's why I created Empower You, to teach myself that value, to teach myself that the world doesn't define me, God defines me. And in the process, I taught other people the same thing. And then it became Like It Matters, because now that I know I have value, and now the other people realize that value. Now, what are you going to do about it? How are you going to live your life like it matters? What are you going to do about the having value? What are you going to do about that you're a child of God? What are you going to do about that you were created for something special, for a time such as this, Esther? That's what brings us now. What is living life like it matters? Oh, that's easy. It's fighting your good fight. And fighting the good fight is what Paul talked about. Listen to all Paul's writing. Word-wise, I think he wrote close to 25% of the New Testament. And by the way, you know who wrote more? Luke. Look it up. Luke only wrote two books, but all the words combined gave Luke 26% word-wise of the New Testament. Paul, 25% word-wise. Now, Paul wrote, I think, two-thirds of the books, or maybe a half of the books, but some are short.
Missed
and Luke could write
that much.
Yeah, Luke could write his two things, the book of Acts and the book of Luke. He wrote. And so we got to be a conduit and be a pastor agent. And the last one is warrior, because you got to fight the good fight. And again, I talked about six types. You got to realize the battlefield. Let me just give you a couple articles. This is why I do this. You know, Billy Graham, you say a preacher's not worth his weight unless he has a Bible in one hand and a newspaper in the other. In other words, if you can't apply what that good book says to today's life, then they're just a whole bunch of words. And words are nothing more than a whole bunch of letters put together without the energy to back them up. That's why I send out daily scripture every day on wayofwarrior.blog. I don't just send out a scripture verse. I then explain it. I break it down. I put it in today's terms. I show what does that mean? What does that look like? What does that sound like? What does that feel like? Because otherwise, they're just a whole bunch of letters, even if they're read, without the energy to back them up. But let me give you some articles. Five-year-old boy fatally stabs his twin brother in California. Now, think about this. The rage and anger it has to have such force to stab someone to death. A five-year-old boy. What had to be happening to that boy? What type of environment has that boy been in to believe it's okay? Let me read you a quick article. A five-year-old boy was stabbed to death by his twin brother during a fight between the pair in California earlier this week. This is in California. This is when nothing's illegal anymore in California except being a conservative, except being a white Christian. Said the incident took place Wednesday just before 4 p.m. at the family home on Tucker Road in rural Scotts Valley, where one of the boys grabbed a small kitchen knife and stabbed his twin brother. Tragically, during the incident, one of the five-year-olds got a small kitchen knife and stabbed his twin brother, the Post reads. Deputies were called to the scene, and the victim was rushed to the hospital, where he later died due to his injuries. Not injury, injuries. So multiple stabs. Quote, we are heartbroken for the family and these two young children and sharing their grief, the Post continues. The sheriff's office said that based on its current investigation, the child was unaware of the wrongfulness of his actions. So that five-year-old child did not know that stabbing someone with a knife was wrong. This is what they're saying. The sheriff cited Penal Code 26, which presumes that youth under the age of 14 are not capable of committing a crime. Isn't that amazing? And you got 8-year-old kids killing each other, 5-year-old kids killing each other. This is what I'm telling you. This is the battle. How about this one? Here's an article from August 22nd. Zombie Nation, Marijuana, Adderall, and the Destruction of America. At the time, more than 48 million Americans used marijuana in 2019, making it the most commonly used federally illegal drug in the nation. And its use is rising. Add to that the growing youth-dominated abuse of Adderall and other ADHD-inspired drugs. And it's clear America's becoming a nation of druggies. How about this one? Jonathan Turley, last month, the greatest threat to America is hiding in plain sight. Starling poll was released last week showing the majority of voters not only view the opposing party as a threat to the nation, but justifying violence to combat their agenda. The poll captures a crisis of faith that I've been writing about for over a decade as an academic and commentator. Many now question democracy as a sustainable system of government. Bill Maher, you know, funny, compares the Speaker of the House because he's a Christian to the main shooter. He says he's a nut job. So if you believe in Christ, you're a nut job. Now Democrats believe that Catholicism, that Joe Biden's a good Catholic, and they believe that abortion is consistent with the Catholic faith. Democrats now believe, yeah, you can kill that child. All you got to do is go to confession and you're forgiven.
Gross.
College professor fired for teaching that sex was determined by chromosomes X and Y that we all know. Spike in teen depression aligns with rise of social media. New poll suggests it's not going anywhere. You know why? Teens are twice as likely to agree with these depressive statements compared to a decade ago. Twice. 100% growth. I can't do anything right. I do not enjoy life. And my life is not useful. See, the great battle is a battle for identity. Why we're here. Who are we? Our childhoods can become our driver. Our lives come down to a reflection of our childhood or a reaction to our childhood. Gary John Bishop said that. Dr. Alfred Adler said by the time a child is 5 years old, a majority of their map of reality in place. Our manufacturer, God says, raise up a child in the ways of the Lord and they will not depart. This is a big battle, warriors. This is why we must fight the good fight. But first, we got to figure out what's your purpose. Why are you here? This is why. Go to likeitmatters.net. Listen to this daily radio show. Next week, it's still going to be called Like It Matters Radio. But as December 1st, it's Way of Warrior, fighting the good fight. I'm Black, reminding you, when you live your life like it matters, it does.
This is Dennis Prager. Now you can listen to my show when it's convenient for you and without censorship from big tech. Become a member of the ultimate online community for all things Prager. It's Pragertopia Unlimited. Listen to the show on demand when it's easiest for you. This includes every radio show, every segment, and every guest over the last 10 years, and it's commercial free. You can even share your favorite segments with your friends. Plus, you'll get the same email from Alan Estrin that I receive every night about the most important issues to read about. Pragertopia Unlimited members can also listen to every program, lecture, and course that is in the Prager store. Thousands of hours. You can even listen to all my Torah teachings for free. Share my passion for free speech. Join today and save 25% off the first year and get a free Pragertopia coffee mug. It's all things Prager, Pragertopia Unlimited. Go to Pragertopia.com or click the banner at DennisPrager.com.
Ringing liberty and truth.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.